Welcome to The Vow, Voice of Women, where the essence of feminine strength and resilience unfolds through real-life stories. I'm your host, Tanya Eklund, and this podcast is a captivating journey into the lives of remarkable women who've weathered storms and celebrated victories. As a passionate advocate for women, I believe in the power of stories. The Vow is more than a podcast. It's a sanctuary where curiosity meets connection. We've had incredible guests who've bared their souls, sharing the tapestry of their lives, their struggles, triumphs, and the beautiful chaos between them. My mission is to unravel the threads of every woman's unique journey. I built this platform as a meeting ground for soulful conversations, where inspiration thrives through the exchange of life stories, both the highs and the lows. Join me as every episode is an intimate conversation, a shared moment, and a celebration of the strengths that resides within each of our guests. Because in the world of The Vow, every story is a testament to the extraordinary journey of being a woman. What is biohacking? We hear this buzzword everywhere right now. And I think that there is this curiosity about longevity. We not only want to lead long lives, but we want to lead healthy lives. And what does that look at? Join me for the next 15, 20 minutes alongside my journey in biohacking. It's been really interesting. I've done a lot of research. I love reading about it. I love listening to podcasts between Huberman and David Sinclair and Joe Rogan. All of these people are really into biohacking. And I do want to live the longest life that I can live because I love my life. I love being a mother. I love my husband. I love my family. I love to travel. I love my work. And so how do I create this life that I'm not just living till, Lord willing, 85, 90, 95, 100, but how do I make sure that I'm healthy, barring any, you know, disease that is out of my control? So I started looking at things that I could do. And I started with some simple things. I started with ensuring that I'm drinking a lot of water in a day. So I have this big Lulu jug sitting here and I drink 3 to 4 of them and I'm peeing all the time, but I absolutely feel hydrated and I'm peeing clear, which is positive, I hear. So drinking lots of water, sleep. Water intake and sleep are probably the two easiest, simplest things you can do. People often ask me, like, how many hours a night do you sleep? Assuming that I get 4 to 5, I get at least 8. I can function off a 7 and 6, I'm like a zombie. And I know there's a lot of people that walk around saying I function amazing off of 4 hours. Well, maybe they do until they don't and it catches up. And that's what I've read, that people can function off of that, but how well are they functioning? How strong is their brain working on a daily basis? Are they cognitive? Are they alert? Do they have energy? And I often get asked, how do you have so much energy? And I truly believe it's because of my sleep. My husband, he wears an Oura ring, he wears a watch to bed, and he tracks his sleep all the time. And he said to me, you should do the same. And I'm like, but I sleep really well, or at least I think I sleep really well. I'm a very hard sleeper. I sleep through the night, except sometimes to get up to pee because I've drank so much. And so I don't track my sleep because I know I get into this REM sleep. I do stay up a little bit later. I usually go to bed around 11, 11:30, but I'll wake up at 7:30. And so I'm getting a REM sleep. I'm getting a long sleep and I can wake up and have a great start to my day. So sleep and fluid, for those of you who don't want to invest in a lot or don't have a lot to invest, those are two simple things you can do. I'm going to share with you a few things that I've started that the jury is still out yet. In a lot of my podcasting and reading that I've listened to, we're talking about things like red light therapy. We're talking about things like infrared saunas and cold plunges and all of these things that your body can do for your skin, for cell rejuvenation, for that will help you with longevity. And so I've kind of gone down that, you know, that this area as well. My husband got me, well, it's funny. So I didn't know what I was getting for Christmas. And I was in bed with Ruby. And Ruby says, Mom, I know what Dad's getting you for Christmas. And I said, what is he getting me for Christmas? And she said, and I said, no, I said, just wait, don't tell me. I don't want to know. And she said, Dad's getting you something and it's big. And Chad and I had been chatting about, you know, what we want for Christmas. And we didn't really come up with anything, but we talked about at some point getting an infrared sauna. So I kind of just shelved that. And I'm home one day and Taylor's in the garage and she's like, Tanya, there's this big, you know, yellow bus that has pulled up to the front of the house and they say they have something to unload. So the guy comes down on this massive crate on these wheels into the garage and we're like, what is this? And he says, this is your infrared sauna. I'm like, Merry Christmas to me. So we got this infrared sauna and we sauna 3 to 4 times a week. It's like the best sweat. It's a great date night. It's very relaxing. It uses dry heat and it's aimed at the body rather than heating the entire room like a typical sauna. And so it's good for circulation, metabolism, musculoskeletal benefits. It's just, it feels absolutely amazing. And so we do this, we have a date night, and then there is this attachment that you can get. Oh, and I will tell you that the infrared sauna can burn up to 600 calories. So you get your sweat on and you're really getting rid of these calories. It increases your heart rate. Chad wears his heart rate monitor in there and his heart rate just goes up. It's good. You can monitor your metabolic rate, your cardiac output. It's just awesome. And we're burning belly fat as we do it. So why wouldn't you want to do it? Then there is a red light therapy component of it as well. And we're just getting this attachment. I used to go and do my red light therapy. And now, you know, we're going to do it in the sauna. And red light therapy is great for longevity as well. It's really good for your skin. Currently, my regime at night is I wash my face. I don't put any skin cream on. And I put red light therapy on my chest and my face. I got these from a company called Omnilux. The jury is still out. I have not been doing red light therapy long enough to tell you if, you know, it's working for me, but it is definitely a commitment. I've committed to doing it on my face and my chest for 3 months every day for about 10 to 20 minutes at night. So, you know, it is supposed to help with your skin, with wrinkles, with complexion. And so I'll have to report back on that. The other thing I started doing last year was a river cold plunge. And I actually haven't done it this year yet, but we would go in the river by Edworthy. And I was with a group of people. It was like the craziest experience ever. And I loved it so much, I kept doing it. And so we would go in the river. And I think the first time we did it was like probably 3 to 4 minutes. And then the next thing you know, we're all competitive and we're doing it for like 10 minutes, I think was the max. And what a cold plunge does is it increases your blood circulation. So it pumps up your heart rate and you have a lot of change in circulating hormones within the body. It's also supposed to help you sleep really well. It reduces inflammation and the cold plunges are great. I remember the last one I did last year, we got out after 10 minutes, I got dressed, and then you go through these like kind of convulsions in your car because you are maybe on the verge of hypothermia. 10 minutes might be too long, but I can tell you, I slept like a baby. And it was just, it's a wonderful experience. You just feel renewed and kind of, you know, like you're in this state of regeneration. Maybe part of it's in my mind, but I loved it so much that we are just in the process of getting a cold plunge for our house, a cold plunge tub. So then we will infrared, red light therapy, and cold plunge. And I work out 6 days a week, so I'll always have a little bit level of inflammation. We'll probably do the red light therapy and the infrared 3 to 4 times a week, and same with the cold plunge. And so it's also been such a beautiful way for Chad and I to reconnect at night because, you know, oftentimes we just go to bed, he would read, I would read, or we'd be on Netflix watching something separately. And so this is like 40 minutes at 58 degrees when you're just sitting there sweating is such a great way to reconnect. So those are a few activities from the biohacking. And then let's talk about supplements. So every woman is different. By all means, I am not saying that you should do or take what I'm taking. Also, I'd always have you consult your doctor, because I have no medical background. This is just something that I am doing for myself. I am taking something called NMN, and it's like a nicotinamide mononucleotide. But anyways, it's a cellular molecule that's considered a precursor to NAD. So this means that NMN will chemically transform into NAD in your cells. So when you think about NMN versus NAD, remember that these two molecules work together to metabolize energy in your cells. It's also found in red wine in higher amounts. Now, I don't drink, but for those of you who do, bonus. I also take resveratrol, and resveratrol has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties to protect you against disease like cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and the anti-inflammatory effects of resveratrol make it a really good remedy for things like arthritis and skin inflammation. And its administered NMN is quickly synthesized into NAD in tissues in mice. NMN has been able to suppress age-associated weight gain, enhance energy metabolism, physical activity, improve insulin sensitivity, improve eye function, improve mitochondrial metabolism, and prevent age-linked changes in gene expression. And so these are really important things as we age. This next supplement that I take is kind of a funny one. It's not what you think it is, and it's called spermidine. And spermidine's main mechanism of action is its ability to induce autophagy, a self-preservation process which clears out toxins, damaged, and dysfunctional cells, and it results in lower levels of inflammation in the body. And I think that we're all worried about inflammation as we age. We want to keep that inflammation really low. What else do I take? I take a probiotic. So probiotic is for my gut biome, and I was put on a really good one by my naturopath. And so those are really the only supplements that I take. So really they're all for kind of that longevity theme. I used to take a lot of other things like vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B12. And then I had some testing done that those aren't really necessarily things that, you know, that my body needs. And so I'm kind of on this journey of finding out what works for me. And I don't, like I said, the jury's out. I'm probably only really into 30 to 60 days of some of these things. I definitely noticed that NMN has been a big difference in my strength. At the gym, I'm definitely able to lift more. So I do think that, and that's the only thing that I really changed was the NMN, the spermidine, and the resveratrol as far as supplements. And I really noticed at about 30 to 45 days in that my energy changed. I just felt stronger. I felt more alert. About that time, I also was really hydrating as well. So those were some things that I had introduced that I've noticed a big difference. And so if you care about your health and you care about being here for many years as your kids age and as you get older, and not only aging, but aging well, I'd encourage you to look into a protocol that might work for you and your life. But if you want to start simple, get your 8 hours of sleep in and drink lots of water. Thank you for tuning into The Vow, Voice of Women. I'm Tanya Eklund, your host, and I hope you found inspiration in the incredible stories we've shared. To keep the empowerment flowing, we need your support. Take a moment to rate this episode, download our content, and click the subscribe button. It's more than just a click. It's a way to ensure these stories reach even more ears. Your involvement doesn't end there. Share your favorite episodes with your friends, family, and on social media. Together, let's create a ripple effect of inspiration.